This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, July 26, 2023. The Memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne by Father William Doc Holliday.
Their name lives to all generations. In the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today, the feast day of St. Anne. Well, in the old calendar, it was the feast day of St. Anne. Now it's the memorial of St. Joachim and St. Anne. Different subject for a different day. But let us just say that the Church has always venerated the two saints with a tremendous amount of respect. Not that I'm saying that they are not respected anymore. I'm just saying there has always been a tremendous amount of respect that isn't shown to each individual anymore. That aside, when we see those words of the book of Ecclesiasticus, Sirach, it really does speak to how we approach things that we know in faith. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, I have actually had a discussion with several Protestant folks. We don't even know that that was really the name of the Blessed Mother's, well, they don't say the Blessed Mother, of Mary's mother and father. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, because there were people, the apostles and all who learned from them, that learned who the parents of the Blessed Mother were, so they shouldn't have any problem with that. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, as it says in the Gospel today, we are supposed to look at these people of old, no matter how little or how much we may know of them, because we know a whole lot about a few saints of Holy Church. And when I say I'm talking about the apostles, those who lived around the time of our Lord, we know a lot about a few of them. We don't know much, if anything, about any of them that hasn't been passed down by tradition. We need to respect tradition of the Church. When I'm talking about tradition, I'm talking about the capital T tradition. The tradition of the Church that have been handed down to us by the apostles since the establishment of Holy Church. We have to appreciate these things, and we should count it a blessing that we don't say, well, we didn't read it in Scripture, so we don't know who the parents of the Blessed Mother were. Again, why do we remember them? The Holy Spirit explains it to us in the first reading today. That first reading today, it speaks of the praise that we should give to holy people. It's really kind of interesting when you read it, because it speaks of the holy people in the multitude of their vocations. It speaks of rulers. Now, that's usually an easy one for us, people that were kings or ran things, rulers. We have teachers of holy things that it speaks about. It speaks about musicians who took their talents and came up with psalms and canticles for the Church. It speaks about the virtuous people who just lived a holy life. And it also says that we shouldn't only respect those people, but the reason that we respect them is because a lot of them are known because of their offspring. Their offspring had a tendency to do what their parents did, and they maintained the faith in the vocation that their parents had back in the day. Again, easy to think about virtuous people, holy people, no matter what they may have done. But then it goes on to say that we also praise many holy people, some of whom there is no mention, as if they had not ever lived, and their offspring. This is what I'm talking about before, when the Holy Spirit wants us to know that we're not going to know much, if anything, about most holy people that have ever lived. I always usually emphasize this on All Saints Day. Why do we have All Saints Day? Because we don't know most of the saints who've ever lived. And I always point out on All Saints Day, I am sure, I am positive, conjecture, yes, from an objective standpoint, I guarantee you that there are people that lived and were never remembered except by their close cadre of associates that were more holy than St. Francis or St. Ignatius Loyola or St. Dominic. Those names became very popular because they started religious orders. Not every saint starts a religious order. Some saints are saints because they're just so pious. This is what we want to strive for. We don't want to strive for some recognition by people because of great things we've done, albeit that some things that are done by people are great and praiseworthy. We should also appreciate those whom we did not know. It ain't because, I guarantee you, most of us are not going to be remembered. That's all there is to it, because of any glorious thing we did in this world. I mean, you can be very successful in this world. You can have a vocation where you're a professional, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're this, you're that, and everything, and you influence people's lives. But at the end of the day, people are going to remember. Priests. Oh my gosh, I've talked to people who, they adored this priest of their childhood. They adored this priest of their childhood. And I've never heard of the person before. I walk outside. My mom is interred in a columbarium. And I do find it really a comforting thing that she's interred in a columbarium where directly across from her columbarium is a priest's graveyard. And I walk over there every now and then. I see all these priest names and I think, how many lives they touched, how many children they baptized, how many people they confirmed, how many people they converted to the faith from this, that, or the other thing. And I've never heard that name before. We're fleeting. We are here as, what the scriptures say, we are here as grass, and then we wither and we fade away. That is a lot for most of us. But I've been emphasizing the recognition of people. The recognition of people is not what we want. We want the recognition of God Almighty. He is eternal, so his recognition is not fleeting. This is why we need to emphasize our own personal piety. We need to do what's right by God and not do what might impress, or we should do what doesn't impress a lot of people in the world. This is by whom we want to be remembered. The heavenly realms, the blessed undivided Trinity. The first reading goes on. Let the people show forth their wisdom, and the church declare their praise. Particularly the latter part. Let the church declare their praise. The church declares the praise of St. Joachim and St. Anne. Okay, the church does this. Not mentioned in scripture, but the church praises them for their righteousness. This is exactly what the Holy Spirit tells us we're to do. This is why we have All Saints Day. Is being the church praises holy people of the past whom we don't even know their name, but we still venerate them. One of the big feast days, All Saints. One of the biggest for people we never even know. That's why it's called All Saints, because we don't even know their names. We should appreciate that because it's what they did. And what did they do? They proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the end all be all, is a proclamation of the gospel. It is not a matter of, again, necessarily starting religious orders or hospitals or whatever the pious act may be. It is sharing the gospel. As I talked about those priests that are in that graveyard before, how many souls are in heaven now because of them? And in heaven, the angels rejoice over one sinner who comes to repentance. And I'm sure that several of those priests in there were responsible for several sinners coming to repentance. But nobody ever recognizes their names. I can't remember any of their names. And I go over there, like I said, relatively frequently when I'm up to visit. So we have to understand that it is the virtue of the proclamation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Within our circle of family, friends, those whom the Holy Spirit has placed us in acquaintance. This is the virtues that will be remembered for all eternity in heaven. You know, today, the preface for the Mass, it speaks of within the parameters of the words of the first reading. For the wonderful grace and virtue declared in all thy saints, who having been the chosen vessels of thy grace and the lights of the world in their several generations. Our Lord is eternal. He does not have a point A and a point B. We have that. We're bound by linear time by virtue of being in this created order. Our Lord doesn't look at things like that. We have a set amount of time and a set amount of people with whom we can work and influence in this world for the cause of Christ. That's all our Lord expects of us. That's all he expects of us, is for us to do our part in transmitting his revealed will the way he transmitted it, not the vogue, what the world likes and all this kind of stuff, but presenting his gospel unadulterated to people, letting them know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. In the contrary to what you may believe, there are not all kind of ways or all kind of doorways or windows or pathways to heaven. There is just one, according to Jesus Christ, who is God and is the one who has the keys to get people into heaven. He and he alone. This is what he says. So when you proclaim that truth to people and they embrace it, this is what is remembered for all eternity. Because what this is the evidence of the greatness of God. Our Lord, he shines forth his greatness in his eternity in this world by using certain people at certain times to show forth his will. This is glorifying God. We are not eternal. We are not limitless. We are here for a finite amount of time, so we should do everything that we possibly can to ensure that we proclaim this truth when our Lord Jesus Christ has given us opportunity and not squander it. You know, because to have eyes to see and ears to hear this is what the gospel said today. There's two verses from Matthew chapter 13. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your eyes because they hear. He's not just talking about our biological ears and eyes. He's talking about the eyes and ears first and foremost of our interior life, our soul. One commentator actually said, I was quite impressed by this one today. He said that not only do our souls have eyes to see and ears to hear, for all intent and purposes, our souls are nothing but our eyes and our ears to our interior life. We see, we hear, we believe things that have been handed down to us through the deposit of the faith, through Scripture, through the capital T tradition of the church, and through the magisterial teaching of the church that have always been handed down consistently since the church's establishment. When we are faithful to the deposit of the faith, when we proclaim the apostolic truth to others, then we are starting on that road to living a virtuous life that will be remembered for all eternity. The intentions and desires of our heart should be, again, to evidence God's glory in this world, in our time, to whom our Lord will connect us in this world. This is what all the patriarchs of the Old Testament, all the prophets of the Old Testament, or all the saints of the New Testament, that has been their desire and their intention, to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we get to heaven, we can hope to see this and we can hope to see that and everything. But that's for the future. We need to ensure that we are setting a foundation for our Lord's appreciation of what we do in this world and not get caught up on what we are going to see and who we're going to see in the future, but to work with the right here and right now, under the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.